Well, first, I would take the opportunity to congratulate those in the north and the east of the county who have secured funding and who have no doubt worked extremely hard to secure it. But where my frustration is, and the frustration of the community, is that in Western Youghal, that project was started many, many, many years ago. And unfortunately, we haven't progressed in the same pace as what was hoped. There are sections around Fulcarra and Chrysla, ourselves here in Lochinure and Burtonport onwards. They have progressed a small bit, but what the progression that we really need to see is massive investment into the railway walk or the greenway, so that that whole line can be developed from Alchacharan all the way to Letchacanlan. But to my surprise, after a meeting I had last week with senior engineers and members of the community in Niagara in relation to the walkway, that I found out that unfortunately the Donegal County Council has not appointed somebody full-time to oversee this project in the west. And I was absolutely fuming about this here. West Donegal, we strongly believe, all six councillors, that we are the poor cousin in this council family. We are the ones that are constantly being left behind, the ones that are always given the last thought to. And yet, this is very evident here yet again when it comes to this railway line. Now, I've called for a meeting with Donegal County Council. I've been in contact with the senior director and other directors, as well as with Councillor Noreen McGarvey, who will work with me on this to try to bring a full-time staff onto this project, which is needed for it to progress. I think it's an absolute disgrace that Donegal County Council have not appointed somebody full-time to this year and hasn't taken this project as serious as they need to. There are people who are volunteering their time constantly over the last good number of years, collecting a pound here and a pound there to try to maintain the walkway. We have beautiful, fantastic walks in West Donegal, and Donegal County Council, in my belief, have actually failed the west of the county not once, but twice, who have failed West Donegal yet again.
But does the buck not ultimately stop with the government in the sense that they have released the funding to Donegal County Council?
Well, the very fact that we don't have a full-time staff working to progress this project, to liaise with landowners, to speak with landowners, to see if we can get right away and access to their lands, to work with the local community groups that are actually giving all their heart and soul into these projects, it gives a clear signal that we're not seen as an equal at this table. And I think it's an absolute disgrace. The vast majority of people want to see this walkway developed. Landowners, majority, are very optimistic about this here, are more than willing to hand over a land to allow people to enjoy their family times and cycles along that whole railway. But Donegal County Council has failed, absolutely failed, to appoint somebody to date. And this isn't good enough. And that's why I am calling a meeting ASAP with the Donegal County Council to try to resolve this. Now, bear in mind, I am not the only councillor who has been raising this issue. Even long before I was a councillor, this issue has been raised on many occasions. And here we are, many, many years on, and still that project hasn't progressed at the speed that it should.